not multiply servants to ourselves. So, you know, so the abolitionist movement was a Christian movement. And those men who held slaves were godless. I don't care what you say. Thinking them, you know, they were these, they thought of themselves as like these ancient patriarchs or something because they had all their concubines and so on and so forth. Wicked. Whatever you work, whatever service you're in, do it heartily as you're doing it to God. That's not easy. Obviously, everything in Christianity is a tall order, but by the Spirit, seeking these things. Hey, the Lord is going to reward you with something better than this, than the things of this earth. For you, you serve the Lord Christ. That's who you're really serving. And everything you do in your life, you're serving Christ, not men. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. And there is no respect. Now it speaks right to those masters. Oh, I'm a big man. God doesn't care who you are or who you think you are in him. Well, Lord, I've been a Christian for so many years. God does not respect what man thinks man is. No respect for it. It's what his work is in the person. You know, there has to be an actual work of God. That's why Jesus says to a bunch of people who did works and who obviously believed in him, he says, depart from me, you who work iniquity. He says, on the day of judgment, there are going to be a lot of people say to me, Lord, Lord. They call Jesus Lord. They say he is the Christ. They believe in him. Have we not done many wonderful works in your name? And he says, I will profess unto you, get away from me. I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. Because whoever does wrong is going to receive for what the wrong that they have done. Now, I've done wrong. How is it I think I'm going to escape? It's because of the blood of Christ, which is the work of Christ. His blood was shed for the forgiveness of my sins. And then he is raised. Don't forget, it's not that just Christ was killed. It's that he was raised again. That's the thing, is people say, on the cross, the cross. Yes, the cross. But the empty tomb is just as important as the cross. Because it is by the empty tomb and by the resurrection of Christ from the dead that I can be raised with him in the newness of life as a new man created in Christ Jesus unto good works, to perfection, to righteousness, godliness, denying the world. That is as important as the blood. The blood is indispensable because by it I get my past wiped out. But by his resurrection is what the power that gives me. It gives me the power to move forward in life and to become like him, created in his image.